One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Today, I simply want to share with you my interesting perspective on the power of an elbow. Who really thinks about elbows? I do. It's interesting because in my last podcast, I was talking about how a lot of people like to say that I don't have two arms. But I actually do have two arms. I just don't have two hands. And where the arm ends offers a lot to be contemplated. And then how long it is past the elbow, does it almost go to the wrist, is it above elbow, all of these things are worth thinking about. One day, I was actually deeply contemplating the power of my elbow. I was just looking at my arm, how much I have below my elbow, noticing how my shoulder rotates, and how my elbow pretty much does one thing, bends forwards and backwards. Then I started looking at my other arm that has the hand, and I was paying a lot of attention to the wrist and all the fingers and how they rotate and articulate, and you add all of that, shoulder movements, elbow movements, wrist finger movements, multiplied together, offer an incredible potential of millions of billions and trillions and gazillions of types of movements. The human body is so powerful. And then I was really paying attention to the wrist. I have a lot of friends that are hand drummers, and the wrist likes to articulate downward. It's not often it articulates upward. But my arm that doesn't have the hand tends to want to bend upwards. That's what an elbow mostly does if you don't have a hand, based on my experience. And it's really interesting because I articulate so much with my left side upward, and then my wrist does a lot of stuff downward. And I think about this as I'm trying to play a hand drum. But it led me to really contemplate what is going on with my elbow. And the more I began to contemplate it, the more I started to realize how powerful just having that elbow is, even though I don't have a hand. I have about 3 to 4 inches past my elbow, and I can actually articulate with it very well. It does, my arm does, many, many activities for me. And just having that elbow, that little bit of bend, is so powerful. Often I speak to kids. As a professional speaker, youth empowerment speaker, and depending on the questions they ask, I talk about, well, my elbow and how much it can do for me, how it helps me tie my shoes, how it helps me lift things, how it helps me as a digital graphic designer, how I articulate with it, what I can use on the keyboard, how I pull things towards me, how I motion with it. In essence, like your index finger, if it only had one knuckle. But even that can do a lot. You think about it, how it has motion, and it can gesture, and it can pull things and push things. And in a weird way, it helps me with my one-handed disabled fashion, because my elbow, pretty much, when I'm talking about getting clothes custom cut, is my wrist. That's how I think about it. That's where the cuff needs to end. And then I can actually hold a lot in the bend of my arm. I can hold a cup. I can hold a pencil. I can wear a wristband and put things in there like paintbrushes and pencils and articulate. I remember once this little girl in a coffee shop was just amazed I didn't have two hands. She was just so stunned. And after I told her that I was born like this, she's like, well, how do you do things? And I said, well, what do you want to see me do? And she said, I want to see you tie your shoe. So I went down and I tied my shoe, and she got super happy. And then she said, well, how do you hold a book? So I just went over and I found a book in this coffee shop, and I just held it in my left arm. And then she said, well, how do you hold a cup? Then I took my 16-ounce double Americano, and I put it right in the bend of my arm, and I squeezed it in my arm like how you would hold something with one finger. You can just bend around it. And I was holding this cup, and this little girl, she grabbed the cup, and she held it up high like she really wanted to help me. It was so endearing and so sincere. I almost started to cry. It was just so, I could tell she just wanted to help me so much. And then her and her mom, we just had a great conversation about life and one-handed things, and it was just really a very special moment. The power of an elbow. I think if you hurt your elbow or you hit your funny bone, which of course ain't funny, you start to notice your elbow. Or when your elbow's not working, or it has a lot of arthritis, of course, yes, you start to realize how powerful it is. But most of the time, and even in my situation, I tend not to think that much about the elbow. But at times I do. And not having two hands allows me to deeply appreciate the power of my elbow. And who would have thought some simple body part that can articulate in one direction can make so much difference in my life. I'm just glad to have an elbow, never mind the hand thing. Wow, if I broke my elbow or I lost that part of my arm above my elbow, that would just, well, it would be like losing a hand. Often, as I do professional speaking around the world, I talk about all the benefits of not having two hands, and there are a lot of them. But really, it just comes down to the power of our thinking and how we can appreciate who we are and what we have, just being born the way that I am. But one of the benefits of not having two hands is it allows me to be more grateful for the things that I have. And I realize that so much more deeply in the power of my elbow. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.